Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is one of the very first shows of Joy of Business. Not only just that, as you may have heard in the last year if you're one of the subscribers, but done by Joy of Business facilitators. So, who is this? What show are we doing today? This is Rebecca Halls, the creative producer of Joy of Business, also a Joy of Business facilitator. And I have with me one of my most wonderful friends, Francesca Fiorentini from Venice in Italia, who is my partner in crime for this little radio show today called Creation Beyond Borders. Welcome, Francesca.
Thank you, Rebecca. Welcome for the amazing introduction. And hi, everyone. Thank you for, I'm so happy to be here today. Yeah.
Me too. And what I'm so excited about today is this is a little topic that Francesca and I have actually been exploring only so far in Europe, which is called Creation Beyond Borders, because we realized that there was something else possible in the creation between all these different cultures, all these places in the world, and all these different ways that you can include every single part of the world in the creation of your business. Francie, do you want to tell a little bit of the story of how we started off with this?
It actually was like talking, right? We work very often together, me and Rebecca. We create a lot together. And it was really like we were having a tour with Simone Milazes in France and in Turkey. And we say, what if we do something, an extra, you know, an extra evening, an extra seminar or a couple of hours? And I don't really remember how it came up, but it was like instantaneously. For both of us, what if we do something about creation without borders? You are from New Zealand. I am from Italy. We travel all over the world more. We are actually around the world more time than we are actually in our own town, right? And we meet so many people. And the ease that we have with people, it's something that for us is normal, but not for the rest of the world. So I say, let's play with that. Yeah. Do you hear me, Rebecca? Yeah.
I do. We've been having some New Zealand Italian sound issues that thankfully just seem to have gone away. How about we get any better than that? And I was also, I'm going to admit it, I was multitasking because I was so thrilled about the new introduction to the show. It really does feel like a new year, new business. It makes me really excited. So Francesca and I, yes, we do seem to work on all these different projects around the world. But Francesca, I would like to know more about when you first discovered when the business existed, like outside of Venice, outside of Italy, outside of Europe, when you first discovered that you could create on a more global scale. I want to hear more about that.
You know, just the way you have been in Venice several times, right? And when I was just based on here, actually, my work, my job generally was related to people that were coming from other parts of the world. So I was based here, but other people, you know, tourists or, you know, people were doing other businesses, they were connecting with me. The difference is when I recognize, oh, now I can do the opposite. I can actually travel the world and make money and do what I like to do. And that has been something that I didn't really think about, thought about. I think about it was almost happening day by day, because I actually ask a request. I really ask, what would it take? Okay, now I love the job I did. I love communicate with people. But what would it take for me from now on to travel the world, having fun, and doing money and creating? And actually, what happened? The universe really, really delivered that to me. And yeah, that's one of the things I can say. Just I grew up in this city that is, if you want to check out and you've never been Venice, you never heard about Venice, it's this small city in the northeast of Italy. Actually, it's a lot of islands all together. We don't have cars, and has an age of 1,200 years. Brava, thank you, sorry.
Prego. No, but what I mean, come on, if you haven't heard of Venice, you need to get your passport today and then book a trip. It's one of my most fabulous, favorite places in the world. It's actually my very first place that I ever visited in Europe, which is actually basically thank you to this wonderful lady that made coming to the Venice Facilitator Training and then a Maestro Access Consciousness class with Dane easy. It is all thanks to this wonderful woman on the phone with me, Francesca. But truly, I have to say, that was the biggest trip that I've ever done. I had traveled to Asia, to America, to Australia, to South America even, but that one trip to Europe that I did had to be the part where I went, I can create anywhere in the world. I can be anywhere in the world and create something. It's not limited to your country, to your time zone, to your city, to where you live, to where you check in into your hotel, or to, you know, how many people can Skype. It's a global sense of creation. It's a global sense of contribution. And that is really what excites me about creating this particular way. I mean, so right now, I just put a message in the Joy Business Facilitator creation group that we have saying, oh, my God, I love the new intro to the show. It's so fresh and so new. And Heather Nichols is someone that just replied who's also a Joy Business Facilitator. I'm sure you're going to hear about soon. And guess what time it is where she is in the world? It's 1:30 a.m., but she's still Skyping happily away. She's still getting really excited about what's going on. There's no sense of definition to what we can create. Like, if you are that late bird that has trouble getting to sleep before midnight, what if that wasn't wrong? What if that was just one of the advantages you could use to create a global business? You get up really early, and 4:30 seems the most normal time in the world to wake up. It definitely doesn't to Francesca and me, but we admire you for having that as a capacity. Then who else in the world can you reach at that time? What are your natural capacities for creation in different parts of the world that you never even acknowledged, let alone considered? Hey, well, maybe everything that is times a godzillion would we like to destroy and create it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, papa, con nature, boys and beyond. And if this is your first time listening to the show ever, first, welcome. And second, that weird thing I just said was the clearing statement from Access Consciousness. So you can go to theclearingstatement.com to figure out more information about what those weird words I just said. Francie, where else would you like to direct this conversation of creation without borders? We kind of have way too much to talk about here.
So in a way, Rebecca, you know, when we look at the creation in general, okay, and people are, what I notice in people, it's really like, you know, the small guard yard, that's amazing, but I don't want to say small because it's small, just like behind, you know, like on the back of your house, or people actually think they are, it's impossible to create and communicate and exchange jobs or, you know, businesses with other people around the world. And you make me smile just a few seconds ago, right? Like we are, the fact that we are awake until late, and but it's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice to allow all, and I want to explain why we are awake sometimes until late. That's funny. When, for example, in my 9 p.m. in the morning, Australia waking up almost 10, so I start hearing all my Skype, ding, 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 ding. And then around 3 p.m., 2 p.m., U.S. waking up. So I'm in constant contact with all around the world and creating. And it's something that people around me and ask me questions about my business say, oh, you don't have a minute for free, a minute for you. And I say, no, I do, whenever I choose to have it. But this is something that makes me so joyful and gives me the possibility to create beyond I never expect before. That it's, yeah, and they didn't really get it. So I will say everywhere, you know, we decided what is right for our business, that we can't go beyond our own city. Or, you know, I don't have the words now, Rebecca, sorry, guys, my English sometimes. I mean, everywhere we decide.
I don't think
what
it's English. I think it's just energy, because I don't know either. Normally I can translate here.
So everywhere we decided it is what is right and what we can't go beyond what we are actually having in our business, would you be willing to destroy and create all that and everything there is?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot, online shop, poison, beyond. The amazing clearing statement that Rebecca was explaining before, and if you want to go and check it out, what it is, it's really a magic, you know, a magic way to clean it up with a big vacuum, all your thoughts and judgment and limitation that we create around an area. So asking this question, actually you open up different possibility to show up in your life. When I ask this question, oh, now I desire to travel the world and do my business, I don't want to say instantaneously it happened. It happens day by day, but really, whenever I think about that question, I say, "Oh, now it's really, now it is happening." And you, Rebecca, based on, you know, you are coming from an amazing country. I love New Zealand. It's one of the most amazing countries I've ever been in my life. There is such a space and an amazing organization. I mean, just the land is beyond what the man can create. So what is actually for you? Oh, we have a break.
We do. You're going to have to hear about that after the break.
Okay.
So we're going to leave on a traditional Rebecca cliffhanger, and we will see you after that break.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello! Welcome to Om Times, Joy of Business radio show. You're speaking to Rebecca Hulse, that's me, and Francesca Fiorentini. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
I have way too much fun putting on my extremely fake, never authentic Italian accent. But, I mean, have you ever walked down the street in Italy being a woman? It's one of the most fantastic feelings in the world. You will never forget how sexy you are in Italy. You know that you're amazing as a woman. So what else is it that you want to talk about and create with this show today? I mean, we were just on a massive cliffhanger, and typical me, I've already forgotten what that is. And also, if you can hear that in the background, that is the sound of champagne pouring into my glass. I love multitasking. I just had this text where I sent to one of my greatest friends, my mom, and I just said, save me. I need more champagne. It's 9 p.m. at night.
I have just more coffee, see?
I
but
know.
But we can anyway, so like, PM like
at the coffee. 9 p.m. at night. You should drink champagne. You should probably reverse them, too, and I still think it would be just as effective.
So, Rebecca, before our break, I was actually asking you, okay, there you are coming from an amazing country as it is. It's really New Zealand for me. I mean, I remember my dad, actually, when I was a kid, he was planning to come and really go and live there with all the family. My mom saying, no, I don't want to go. But actually, that was something. So for you, what is it? Being, you know, like working with all around the world, and what did bring to your life that you didn't have before, you know? Because based on what I say, that people in a way was like they can't really understand how we can do that, how this can make us happy. So if you would explain or just share with people what is for you.
Sure. Well, I personally think that New Zealand has one of the most civilized time zones in the world. So it doesn't. So the Europe wakes up around 7 p.m. New Zealand time, and then America wakes up around 3 p.m. New Zealand time. So you can kind of ignore that because you're already asleep. And then you have this glorious period of time until Australia wakes up around 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. your time, and then India and the rest of Asia wakes up after that in between 11 and 5 p.m. So there is this incredible sense of timing where you can create with most of the world in all the different time zones possible. Like, there's never a time zone that's truly inaccessible to you. How does it get any better than that? And then the other part of that is that 80% of New Zealanders have passports and travel in the world. And most of New Zealanders are people that have come from different places in the world or people that have traveled to other places in the world. I've always been brought up to include the world in my creation. So, like, my parents had always done business with people all over the world and invested and stocks and taught me about currencies. And what part of my education with my parents was actually I had to learn how to travel and to book a trip. So at 11, they gave me basically a credit card and said, book a trip to a family holiday in Australia. You get to choose where, you get to choose when, you get to choose the budget. You get to choose what's reasonable. You get to choose a hotel, what we're doing, every single part of it. And I researched what was the best time of month, not only just for weather, but also for when other people were not there. And I got booked from the travel agent, and I researched online, and I booked a great hotel, and my parents were a little bit dubious about the hotel. And I booked flights, and I chose who was coming, and that includes some of my extended family. And we got there, and it was an amazing trip. And to me, that felt really normal. But I found out a lot later that most parents wouldn't give their kids a credit card and educate them on how to book a trip. So I did learn a lot about how to work with the world and what it was actually like to travel from a really young age. My parents had always included me in different parts of travel, including going to places like Brazil and Thailand and Indonesia and America and Canada and all over the world. So we've never felt like it was something that was unreachable for me. And really, every single part of the world is only a plane ticket away. Right now, especially, there's places that I'm sure you might feel or perceive the energy that it might not be the best time to go places. But this is where you need to look at awareness or judgment. So is it an awareness that this isn't a place that you need to be right now? Or is this a judgment that this isn't actually good because of this person's perceived point of view of this? One of the classes that Francesca and I did was actually, we did a Creation Beyond Borders class in Istanbul, Turkey, which is now a bit of a contradictory place to be. But at the time, it was at this perfect timing where we went, for all of us, because we were doing a Joy of Business class there with Simone. Is this the place we need to be right now? And is this going to be okay for us? Are we going to walk out of this? And we all got a yes, and we went, and we created an incredible possibility for the future in business and what we could create there at that class. And Francesca and I had a lot of fun teaching our Creation Beyond Borders class. And then we heard, you know, a few months later that there had been this event in which the Istanbul airport that we'd just been at had been bombed in the arrivals hall. And this is and I was so grateful for my awareness at that particular moment, because when we had been there, there had been no sense of that particular energy of danger. And I know that energy. I've been in situations like that. I was in the second Bali bombings and got my family out of it and had created different scenarios where I knew where I needed to be and at what particular time in order to not be part of whatever disaster had happened, like the Christchurch earthquakes. And so that really went to me that you really have to go from your awareness of where you create in the world and what you do and be and create, instead of the judgment and the fear and the points of view and the different heights and energies that can surround our world, especially right now with access to so many different resources like media and social media and the judgment and the drama that comes from, rather than the true awareness. And I just realized that I've been talking nonstop for, like, I feel like 10 minutes. Francesca, do you have anything to contribute to this conversation that I've been doing as a monologue?
It's amazing. I love hearing you talking, but it's really like, it's an amazing point, Rebecca. For me too, it just, I travel almost 7-8 months a year. And, you know, we have a family. And I've been to Istanbul, I've been in Israel lately. You go in South Africa, I just went to some from in South Africa where everyone say, oh, that's such a dangerous country in a way. I don't even talk about Israel. The people say, like, no, don't go there, please, don't go there. But that's actually, I didn't actually never had the fear, because as you say, if you follow your awareness and your knowing, it means, what is that? Is that something that makes you feel light in a way, right? And I never happened. And actually, this awareness is not something that you have once. It's constantly that tell you, okay, with whom I need to talk, where I need to go, what's the time to do my check-in, or, you know, what's the right time to, you know, go on the street. And Following these awarenesses actually allow us to really discover the world from a different perspective. So you were talking about the first class we did in Turkey, in Istanbul, and we were really just launching ourselves on that. And I said, okay, let's talk about creativity without borders, and pretending in a way that we didn't know anything about it, but actually it wasn't true. was more so, okay, let's play, right? And that actually became very serious, because the people in the room, you know, in a country that 90% is Islam, right? And was very interesting talking about creation. We got feedback from people that actually their religion didn't allow them to even say the word create, you know, because just Allah is allowed to create. And I know that in those 2 hours that we did, something changed, you know, because people actually, yes, I love my God, I respect it, I love my religion, okay, that's great, but what else? So it's really like, we think that the world is going in one way, you know, one big straight way, but actually it's not that. If you don't travel, if you are not interested in other culture, you don't even know. I mean, every time I discover a new culture, a new country, actually, I know more about myself. That's one of the amazing things. That's what if, you know, borders around the world, they are still exist physically and politically. But what if we will be willing to don't have those borders in our life with other cultures? So what the world will be, you know? Probably, I don't want to say less words, but we could, you know, what economy system could be created, you know? Gary Douglas and Chitisa Bowman and Stephen Bowman, the daughter in here, actually, they have this amazing topic. They are, you know, having this workshop in the world. They're talking about being a benevolent capitalism. So I think this is one of the points that, oh, we have another break.
We cannot talk enough. Talk to you soon after the next break. Another standard cliffhanger. Joy of Business on Times Radio.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up, go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work, can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Joy of Business with Joy of Business Facilitators today. You have myself, Rebecca Hulse, and you have Francesca Fiorentini, who I will continue to say in my fake Italian accent.
Actually, Rebecca, perfect, I you say. It's one of the first
to say
my name perfectly. Yeah, yeah.
Grazie. I'm practicing. I'm definitely in a practicing Italian and a practicing French person. And what a great conversation, actually, too, to learn about different cultures. I mean, Francesca and I have worked with some of the weirdest different cultures all over the world and some of the great ones. Because, I mean, you cannot talk to an Italian person and talk to a Japanese person in the same way and create a great result. Every different culture and every different type of person requires a different kind of energy to create something and to create a different possibility with them. And I wonder fast where the conversation in this break goes, Francesca, because, I mean, we were talking on Skype going, what are we going to talk about next? What are we going to create next? And then I was like, I don't know, but let's see what we create.
Yeah, it's really like, so we were talking about languages. You like languages as well. I do as well. And I remember when I first started in languages and was quite a serious school, right? But my German teacher told me, look, the important thing is that you can understand each other. And I look at her, oh, wow, really? We are studying for 7 years. And the only, what is actually more than that? I mean, and she said, really? Do you get that there is something more than actually understand someone else is not a part of your culture? And I didn't really get what she wanted to say, but now I totally understand. It's not based on the level of your language. It's based on the willingness to understand the other person. And not make their change. You were talking, Rebecca, that, okay, you can't talk with a Japanese at the same time, at the same way you're talking with an Arabian person, or from Israel, or from Italian, or for also just very close to me, French and Italian, right? Or Italian and German. So it's not about making them change as you would like to be. It's just really getting, you know, getting the different skills that each culture has and mix it up and create the greater between them, you know? So for me, it's that. It just allow me to, oh, I can understand you. I can understand the reason you do that or the, you know, and I don't want to change you. I don't want to make you more similar than me. I just want to create with you and be part with you. So, and for you, Rebecca, I mean, you are going very soon to India, I know, right? And then right after, oh, probably before to Japan, right? And then before, afterwards to India. I never been to India, but just being in those countries.
I haven't either.
Really?
I haven't. I'm finally excited about it too. Between I realized that I should get over. I did have a point of view about India going, no, it seems like it's really dirty and polluted and everyone is crazy and nothing really happens there. You just might happen one day, maybe. And I realized that if I was gonna go there because they did not supposed to cost there, I might need to get over myself. And so I used all the different tools that I've been using in this whole Creation Without Borders creation. And I have been actually asking me, and you'll see the hashtag if you go to the hashtag on social media, Teach Me India. I ask people to teach me India, to teach me what I might need to know and what might create a totally different possibility with me going to India. And the responses have been so surprising that I am really excited to go there for the first time. And it's definitely different. I asked how we were going to set up the massage tables for this class. And Talika, my wonderful friend that we both create with, goes, oh, no, honey, we don't do that. We hire someone to do that. And I went, oh, this is a very different style of class that we're creating. You don't. There's a very different level of way that you create in India that you do in other places. So it's one of the things that I'm definitely learning, and it really solidified in my world. Well, it didn't solidify, but I really got the awareness in my world of how different and how amazing it is to create with every single culture around the world. It's truly phenomenal, and it continues to put me in awe every day.
It's fascinating, right? Because then, you know, whenever you are fascinated about other cultures, also how much, if you look at it from a business perspective, right, how much your business will enjoy it as well. Because then you were talking about India, just about the Master's Table. And, you know, guys, if you never heard about it, in Access Consciousness, we have this amazing bodywork called the Bars. And we use Master's Table. We lie down and we have our treatment during the classes and the seminars. And how Tulika actually answered, you know, we hire someone else to do it. So they have a level of royalty, in a way, in their culture that not everyone has. And it's so fascinating for me, right? For me, a lot of Indian women
are
all
amazing to me. I'm so ready to be a princess. Princess in business. It's my new job. I learned how to wear sari last week. And it was so funny because Tulika at Princeton prompted for me for 30 minutes, which is why I had to do the video in three parts. I'm about to post it online if you follow me and you're interested in that. But she did. She prompted for me for 30 minutes to make it correct. And then I was on a creation call, and I brought it up on the call today with that particular team.
Hmm.
And Spritzy, one of the other ladies who works with me, said something. And she was basically talking about a cheat sari in which everything is already soldered and you just kind of slip it on. And I was like, seriously? We didn't have to, like, print and go around for 30 minutes. You could have just slung it on me and it would look great from the beginning. That's funny. But it also shows that Talika's dedication to creation and what she desires to create in the world and the quality of it and really the energy behind it of what she wants to create is really dedicated. And, well, I definitely still want to know the cheap way of wearing a sari because I need to practice. I brought the sari home, and I know I need to practice learning how to wear the sari because I definitely don't think I can do it by myself. She's willing and desiring to create the best possibility possible.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, whatever it looks like, whatever it takes. And that is amazing. The energy of that, if you want to create something that is the best creation you could possibly create in the world, the one that, you know, that is what I'd like to see possible and this is what I'm willing to make a reality, no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like, that is what inspires the entire world to connect and create something different. And it goes beyond culture, it goes beyond judgment, it goes beyond religion, it goes beyond language. It becomes something that's translatable to every single energy in the world. And to me, I think that's what this little phrase and this little thing that Francesca and I have been doing of Creation Beyond Borders is about. It's about creating on any scale, no matter how small or no matter how global you truly desire it to be.
And how much, you know, other culture, if you don't have, if you allow to do a business without borders, how much your business, how the culture can contribute to your own business and to your money flow, you know? Whenever we're talking about receiving in Access Consciousness and enjoy your business, and it's really about receiving it from everywhere. If you decided that something is wrong, you will never receive from that side of the world. If you think that you've decided a culture is not, you know, appropriate or, you know, anything, and you don't want to receive, you don't even receive from people that actually love that culture. So everywhere and everything actually brought up for all of us, would you destroy an uncreator that and create a new reality with business and without borders?
Yeah.
Everything there is. Time to get serious. Right, wrong, good and bad, pop, polo, nice, poison, beyond. And really, Rebecca, I'm so excited. I'm really so, because then I really realized, I was talking about Venice at the beginning. If you look at the history, 1200 years, actually was the point of exchange from the India to the Europe since they discovered the America. And really here where it used to live, black people, German, you know, all over the Chinese and all people around the world. I mean, a lot of 100 years ago, you know, and doing businesses together and creating together, you know, have, you know, without really borders. So I'm so excited about our new our new project and see what
me
else
here.
To have. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely excited about this. And to be honest, we don't really know what it's going to look like either. We've kind of been, like, slumming it on the back of Jamal Millis' classes whenever we've been hosting and creating together. But I think this is time. It's time that we actually create this in a scale that is more worldwide, more accessible, and more creatable around the world. So first things first, if you have an idea about this, if you want to hear more about Francesca and I, if you go, yes, this is what I really want to hear about, then please do contact us. My email is rebecca@accessjoyofbusiness.com, and I would be so happy to hear from you on all of this. So that's your call to action number one. And the second one is, if you've been listening to the show, and if you're loving it, if you're despising it, if you want to hear about something else, if you want to hear another facilitator talk about something else, if you have any feedback on the On Time Story Business Radio Show, we want to know about it. We want to create something greater with you. So please, please, please email ontimes@accessjoyofbusiness.com your feedback. Please let us know that you're loving this, hating this, enjoying the hell out of it. Love to hear more from this facilitator. Want to hear from a different facilitator. Sick of hearing Rebecca's voice. You know, want to hear more of Simone's voice. We want to hear it all. We don't care what it is, but we'd love to interact with you. So that email again is ontimeses@accessjoyofbusiness.com. Dare you to email right now. You know what? Maybe that can be your home play from during the break. How does it get easier than this? Guess what? Here's that next break. What's that email again? ontimeses@accessjoyofbusiness.com. And we'll hear you for our final finale segment. Then we're going to leave you after this. Joy of Business on Times Radio. See you soon.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the last set of the Sometimes You're Here show. We can't believe we're going to miss you already. But Mm-mm. guess what? We still have 15 minutes to talk. And you know what? This doesn't have to be over. Francesca Fidentini has classes all throughout Europe. And I'm hoping to convince her to do a telecall series on Creation Without Borders. So if you want that, you should definitely email Francesca at accessstorybusiness.com because I think we should do one because I want to. Because it's all about me, right? It's not about the entire world and creating for different possibilities and having a global business and screwing up your accountants royally with earning money in like 10 different currencies. It's not about that at all. It's just because I want to do it. Because you know what? It'd be really fun. And
yes, you're
I also have some
Rebecca.
Classes coming up. Yes, it works. My sales pitch is behind Skype and the Skype back end of this is working successful. Maybe I will have to do another On Times Radio show just on how to convince people to do things you want to do over Skype. Hey, you know what? Your call to action during the break was email omtimes at accessjurybusiness.com. Your feedback, if you think that's a great radio show, you should let me know that too. So what is it that we want to create in this last segment of our radio show? I make it sound so significant and dramatic. But what is it that we want to create here, Frenzy?
You make me so laugh, Abby, and so smiling, right? Because you were talking, oh, let's see if I can convince Francesca and blah, blah, blah. But then we actually have this amazing capacity. I didn't really acknowledge people are, and that's actually happened to you as well, if I'm correct. They say, oh, let's go and please go and ask. Why should I go? Because they will say yes to you. Oh, really? No one is saying no to you. So there is a capacity behind, right, to convince, quote-unquote, or don't actually, I will usually don't receive a no as an answer, but in a way like, and I can, in a way that, okay, so what else? And this is in business, right, most of the time, also with different culture as well. Most of the time, the first answer is, no, this is not possible. And just for the audience, we both are event organizers, so we have to deal a lot with hotels, other businesses, people, you know, to ask them to actually create as we are. We are pretty demanding sometimes. And with kindness.
No, only a little.
But with kindness and being us, people are so happy to give us what we require. And I didn't acknowledge before there was someone else, another partner, another colleague of us saying, look, you need to go because usually you always receive a yes. So this is another capacity that we will be willing to share with you guys because it's really like when you don't have any point of view of what the result will be, you know what? Most of the time, the result is greater than you thought it will. So there is a lot of difference. I mean, Rebecca is amazing, right? I'll make this happen. And also, I am so amazed when we are in class and we were talking about this creation without boards and all the questions from the people that came up. So whenever we are having a telecall or a class, it's really the question of you guys that create and, you know, to, you know, like really demanding, what do you know? And we will be willing to share. And as Rebecca is the creator, producer of Joy Business, and Simone Milazas, for myself, has been such an amazing contribution. Actually, she gave me she unlocked all the locks that I have around business, around money. And if I look at my life a couple of years after I met her, it's totally different. It's more fun, more joy, and more business. And for you, Rebecca, what would you like to create? You already convinced me about this upcoming telecom.
That's a great question. And do you know what? Like, what I love about this, too, is, so I would say it wasn't, maybe it was a year ago. No, it might have been 2 years ago. that I started working with all the classes worldwide with Access Consciousness. And Jonas Svensson, who works on all the classes worldwide, put me on what I called a bit of a boot camp at the time, where I was, you know, I did do a meeting at 1 a.m., and I did do meetings at 6 a.m., and I went and created everywhere and anywhere, and then Jonas would debrief me on everything that we created and why he said what he did here and what to know about this particular kind of culture and how to create with these particular kind of people. And then with individuals, how to recognize what they required and desired to work together with total ease. And it's definitely changed everything I know about working with people, like simply giving me the question of what does this person require from me and being willing to look at how they function and what's important to them and what do they need to be seen as and what do they require from me has made conversations, which I thought was the weirdest thing in the world, flow off my tongue, and creations and possibilities and ease of working with people and generally creating myself as one of the most delightful people to work with for these people has created possibilities I didn't even know could really exist. Like, I didn't get the scope of how grateful people could be to create with someone that valued them, that wanted to create with them, that could see what they were great at, that would acknowledge them for what they were doing, that would never ask them to create something that was never going to work for them and would always empower them. To me, by this point, I thought was how everyone worked. And then I definitely got aware that this is not the case in the normal business world. You're not taught to work and to talk to people as if you're empowering them to create something greater with you. You're there to convince them to do what you think they should be doing. And everything that brings up and lives down, can we destroy and uncreate it?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, popcorn, nine shirts, boys, and beyond. And to me, this is what the magic of creating and recognizing and working with different people all over the world. Like, hey, it's just exciting. It's fun. I mean, you know how everyone works in your country generally. Like, Francesca knows how to work with Italian people, and they know how to work with people in Australia and New Zealand. But I don't know how to work with people in Japan or people in India or in France. Well, I learned how to work with people in France and India and Japan, actually. But that's, what, to me, what's so exciting about creating beyond your country, beyond where you live, beyond where your home is or your brick-and-mortar business, to expand into the big worldwide global perspective. To me, that is what the joy of creating is truly about.
Exactly. And also, you know, as I was mentioning before, it's really, you know, people probably, not everyone will be interested in going, you know, in other countries and it's just creating a new business or connection. But at the same time, so whenever you know more about, as I already say that, but whenever you know more about other cultures, and you actually also go and change all the point of view that for you were right or were wrong about other cultures, other languages, other way of live and anything, okay, for that will follow this, you know better yourself. You know, in Europe, we study a lot of history based on it, just like sometimes it's a lot. And constantly, since you are 6 years old, so from the Egyptian and before then, blah, 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 Greece and Romans and all over the world. But that actually gave me an awareness that, you know, the history repeats in the same way themselves. And that's actually how the world has been created so far and how the, you know, the government play and gave me a bigger awareness of what I am today and what the world is today. So how much, even if you don't think you want to go in Japan and work with Japanese, but how much, you know, knowing how to relate with others, you know, and creating without borders. First of all, what if that the borders are in you? You don't have any more borders. So what will create for your business? Do you know what I'm saying, Rebecca?
I do. I just realized I put myself on mute in case the sound wasn't working so well, and I was going, and yeah, and I agree, all on mute, and you couldn't hear a single thing. But it was amazing. And my contribution was awesome, with lots of ums and ahs, and yeah, and that's it. Which, of course, you didn't hear at all. But you know what? Here's what I think we should do now. What are your top three tools? And then I can share my top three tools. Quick fire. I have no idea how long we have left. But let's just do one at a time. One, then one, then one, then one. Of our top tools for starting to create your business beyond borders. Francie, what's your first tool?
Oh, wow. To create a business without. So one of my first top one, it's really it's about asking when things are not going in a way that you think they should go, or you are not satisfied, or it's really asking, be willing to ask, what is right without this I'm not getting. Most of the time things are happening not in a way you desire, but if you're willing to ask a question, what is right about this, you are also allowed to have the information, an extra information and an extra awareness about, oh, probably it's not all totally wrong, there is something right here. So this is actually my first tool in business ever. It's really like, it saves me so many times.
Oh. And that's all you get to have. I guess you have to go to Creation Without Borders to finish. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.